Elise is here to talk to it. Great.
Oh, I forgot to charge my phone. My goodness. This is a watershed moment.
Especially not trying to tease.
Good morning, Portland. Today is Wednesday, July 14th, 2010. It's 9:30 a.m. There's a quorum present, so the City Council will come to order. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Here. First, I'd like to make a motion for an evening session on July 28th at 6 p.m. To review, at the request of the auditor, to review the completed evaluation of the chassis investigation.
Second.
Tim, I have a question. Do we also have an evening on the 29th?
Yes.
Back-to-back evenings?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Motion is approved. We will now turn to Council Communications. We're glad that you're all here. Can you please read the title for Communications, item number 1000?
Request of Steve Wilson to address Council regarding support of a city ban or mandatory fee on single-use plastic bags.
Good morning, Mr. Wilson. Welcome back. When you testify, you'll have 3 minutes. The clock in front of you helps count down your time. You simply have to give us your name, no address. And if you are representing or affiliated with any organization.
My name is Steve Wilson. I'm the communications director for the Five Gyres Institute. And I'm one of the few people that you're going to run across who's actually been out and seen this plastic garbage mess out in the ocean. In January and February of this year, I sailed 3,000 miles and looked at plastic for 28 days everywhere. So let's bring this back to a micro level. Let's bring this to a city level. We are the largest municipality in Oregon. We sit on one of the top five watersheds in the world. And so our impact is pretty great from a plastic pollution standpoint. We've all heard about the horrors that this causes for marine mammals, for birds. Hopefully by now we've heard of it. But let's talk about the economic impact too. In a city like Portland, we're a fairly progressive community. And we've worked very hard to assemble the business community around this ordinance. Because as we see it, banning the bag is good business. It makes economic sense for the taxpayers. We spend a lot of money cleaning this stuff out of our sewer systems. We also have crafted a policy that looks pretty good for business, for grocers. I mean, if you listen to KGW News last night, you have the grocers publicly saying they're in support of this on the news. So I guess the other thing I want to talk about very quickly is the state and the city. We are looking to do this statewide eventually. We know the mayor's office has talked to Mark Hass, and we've coordinated policies. We don't think strategically we can get this done at the state level unless we act here in Portland soon. We're looking for a January implementation date, which would be best because we think that Portland's going to wake up after 48 hours and realize this really isn't that big a deal. This is not groundbreaking environmental policy. This is not a huge step. This is a small step in a big behavior change that needs to happen, and we can't wait any longer. And so if you, as many of your offices and communications have said that you support a statewide effort, and I believe it's your duty as commissioners in this city to make that happen here to support that effort. if we do that here, I think we'll get it done on a state level. Otherwise, I don't think we will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Do you can you describe, just take a 2 minutes, if you would, though, and describe for folks what it's what your firsthand observations of the gyre, and can you explain what a gyre is?
Sure. Basically, so my institute is called the Five Gyres Institute. There are five subtropical oceanic gyres in the world, and I won't bore you with oceanography. But basically, you have two opposing trade winds at a north and south latitude over a long longitude. And these opposing winds bend because of the Earth's Coriolis effect, which the Earth spins. So that transfers that energy to water. There's about 11 gyres in the world. There's five major ones. My organization sails around the world to each of them, documenting them. So I had the opportunity in January to do this for the first time after having worked on plastic issues for quite some time. The result, I came back, I quit my job, and I started working on this full time because I saw the urgency firsthand. Imagine being 2,000 miles from land and finding fish living in PVC pipes, finding lighters, shotgun shells, toothbrushes, you name it. Everything that you see in the grocery store is out there, and you can pick it up with your hand, and you can take a picture of it. And we did this. We documented this, and, you know, our results have been all over the place now. And, you know, I had the opportunity to go to the United Nations 2 weeks ago and present there because they're concerned with this issue. So, yes, it's a huge problem. And, you know, the bag is the first component of a major shift and a major behavior change that society has to do. You know, when we look at this, our best statistics are about 11 pounds per square kilometer of fragmented plastic. This isn't counting the stuff that sinks. This isn't counting the big stuff that you find out there. So there's 316 million square kilometers in the world of as far as ocean surface. It also stratifies in the water column up to 90 feet. So the math is pretty hard to do, and I won't say with credibility that, you know, the amount I come up with is about between 200 and 300 billion pounds of plastic in the ocean. Here's the good news, though. If we can stop it going in, the gyres will spit this stuff out, it'll wash up on the beach, and we can collect it. Every time the North Pacific Gyre orbits, which takes 3 years, it spits out 50% of its contents. We don't need to go out there in boats to clean it up. We need to take care of our rivers, we need to take care of our estuaries, and we need to keep it from going in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Next, we'll hear. Thank you for your testimony. Next, can we will you read the title for Council Communications, item number 1001?
Request of Nastasha Pace to address Council regarding the Portland chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation and current campaign, Ban the Bag. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. All right. Good morning. My name is Nastasia Pace, and I'm the chair of the Surf Rider Foundation Portland chapter. And I'm here today asking you all to pass a policy to ban single-use plastic bags and encourage reusables in the city of Portland. As a master recycler and environmental activist, I greatly understand the importance of outreach and education when it comes to making change. I believe Portlanders pride themselves on living in a green city. They want to recycle correctly, they want to keep our rivers clean, and they want to be sustainable. For over 2 years now, the Portland chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation has been outreaching and educating Ban the Bag. We have participated in over hundreds of community events, with our latest being Sunday Parkways, EcoTrust World Ocean Day, Oregon Zoo's Ocean Commotion, and the Children's Clean Water Festival. Our volunteers have gathered over 6,000 signatures, which I have right here, from locals who support the ban, and we've given away thousands of reusable bags at grocery stores, farmers markets, and schools. Our coalition has grown to over 70 local businesses and organizations that represent thousands of people that live, work, and play in the Portland area. Swap and Play, Food Front Grocery, Bamboo Sushi, Laughing Planet Cafe, and several neighborhood associations have all signed on. I believe Portlanders are ready now, more than ever, to ban the bag in the city of Portland, and we need you guys to help put that policy into effect. And I believe that our momentum and our leadership in Portland will help pave the way for statewide legislation. And I'm here today not only representing the Surfrider Foundation in the Portland chapter, I'm representing our entire coalition. I'm representing every person in this room, our families, and the businesses that we work for. And we're here today showing you our dedication and support that we're not going to stop outreaching and educating today. We're going to continue to see this ban through, and we want to work with you, the city, all the people in our community, and all the businesses to make sure that this is a positive, lasting change to the place that we all live and call home. So thank you. And ban
well,
the bag.
I want to thank you and give her a round of applause. Well, I want to thank you and Surfrider and everyone involved when we began the discussions years ago. We didn't have the army of grassroots advocates for this, and you've put it together. You've all helped put it together, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate that. Thank you.
It means a lot to us.
Can we hear now communications item number 1002?
Request of Travis Williams to address council regarding plastic bags.
Welcome back.
Thank you. My name is Travis Williams, and I'm executive director of Willamette Riverkeeper. And thank you, Mayor Adams and commissioners, for listening to my perspective on the need to ban bags in the city of Portland. And we're here, you know, supporting the effort of Surfrider and the other organizations who really spearheaded this from kind of the watershed perspective and my personal experience having traveled the Willamette River system, certainly in the Portland area, but well beyond, and many other rivers in the state of Oregon that flow into the Columbia. I can tell you firsthand that plastic bags are simply everywhere. They're in the riparian zone. They can be seen floating in the water column. They can be seen whole. They can be seen already breaking into fragments over time. And I think Portland has a very critical role to play in this as you look at the flow of garbage and debris that ultimately gets into this river. My organization, Willamette Riverkeeper, has done multiple cleanups over the years, and I could tell you at almost any time of year, you can paddle a canoe or kayak into one of the many river eddies and see a collection of debris, and there will be multiple plastic bags in that mess that we ultimately try to clean up. You think about all the bags, though, that escape from the city limits, either through Portland Harbor or into the Columbia directly. And I've paddled many of the islands in the Columbia estuary over the years. And again, these bags, they're in the sand and the beaches being broken down. They're in the willows. They're even much higher than that at times, depending on water flows. And ultimately, you start to do that calculation of what our contribution to this mess in the Pacific ultimately is. And I think you would come up with a pretty high number in terms of poundage of the products that get into the Pacific. So I think it behooves us to take this action for the reasons that Stiv and Stasha have also already outlined. If we can do anything to decrease that load and to raise a level of consciousness and to encourage people to truly try to take that one simple step when you're going to the store, get a reusable bag and remember to bring it. It's not a question of paper versus plastic. I think there are some who try to couch this issue in that vein. I really do think it's raising consciousness, changing how we think of something that is so basic. How do we get goods from a store into our car and ultimately back home? I can think of many times where I've been very disappointed in myself, where I've forgotten and I end up walking out of the store juggling items. I think we all just have to go the extra step to switch to reusable bags, to remember this. And I think Portland taking this important step to ban these plastic bags would be a really terrific thing and a huge sign statewide, but also nationally. So thank you for your time and indulgence this morning.
Thanks for your advocacy. Can you please read the title for council communications item number 1003?
Request of Cheryl Lorman to address council regarding support of a city ban or mandatory fee on single-use plastic bags.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
I must say that is an attractive t-shirt.
Thank you.
I think I've seen it somewhere before.
Is this an attractive lunch pail?
It is.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
My name is Cheryl Lorman, and I am here from a grassroots nonprofit organization called Create Plenty, which is about a year old, and which is the nonprofit that also runs the International Plastic Quilt Project, which was once known as Leave No Plastic Behind. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I decided that I did not want to be a waste-making machine or monster anymore. So I started these projects where I encourage participation and connection among people who are aware of the plastic plague and to involve them in a plastic-free challenge for an amount of time. And we've done those twice a year now for 3 years, and I encourage your individual participation in this project as well this year in August, as well as everyone else here, to add to the plastic quilt, take this challenge, you know, and make a memento of your experience out of the plastics that you got anyways, even though you were trying to not get plastic. So, I did what Stiv did. I bought a house. Then I quit my job so I could get the tax credit from Obama, and that's what I'm living off of right now to do this project full time.
If I could clarify, you got the tax credit for the house, not quitting your job.
Right. But I think that's a good idea, too. So I felt really encouraged in this city to do this project. I don't think I would have felt encouraged to do this anywhere else in this country. I have felt encouraged by organizations like Surfrider and Willamette Riverkeeper, and there are so many organizations in the city I could name who connect their constituency with the natural world and really outline the importance of taking care of it, and they involve them in actions to do that, creative ones. I'm motivated every day by people who contact me from around the world who have heard about my work and who want to do it in their community. I recently went to Mexico and went to a small community on the Gulf and did this project. And one child said that she used to throw trash, just throw it out, you know, so the wind could catch it, just eat her snacks and just throw it away. But once she took our workshops where we told them about the gyre and all of the plastic in the ocean and its effects, she said she is no longer doing that. She understands the problem. And so I invite you to feel encouraged by that simple statement, that don't think that anyone is incapable of adapting. No matter what their level of education, they can adapt and they can accept and embrace and understand the importance of this, of really taking this inside and participating in it on a really meaningful level. Thank you.
I want to thank all of you for being here and for your work on this. I will see you at the noon hour, and by the end of the week, we will have our draft ordinance out that will ban the single-use grocery plastic bag.
Take a quick recess.
Have you looked at your installation here?
We're just going to take a quick recess.
All right, we're going to take a 10-minute recess so that you can go on with your day, and we'll check on a few other things. So we will reconvene in 10 minutes.
Mr. Dan, you have a second?
Yeah.